2. Everyone who walked into the room where the experiment was being conducted at Case Western Reserve University agreed on one thing. The cookies smelled delicious. They had just come out of the oven and were piled in a bowl, oozing with chocolate chips. On the table next to the cookies was a bowl of radishes. All day long, hungry students walked in, sat in front of the two foods, and submitted, unknowingly, to a test of their willpower that would upend our understanding of how self-discipline works. At the time, there was relatively little academic scrutiny into willpower. Psychologists considered such subjects to be aspects of something they called self-regulation, but it wasn't a field that inspired great curiosity. There was one famous experiment conducted in the 1960s in which scientists at Stanford had tested the willpower of a group of 4-year-olds. The kids were brought into a room and presented with a selection of treats, including marshmallows. They were offered a deal. They could eat one marshmallow right away, or if they waited a few minutes, they could have 2 marshmallows. Then the researcher left the room. Some kids gave in to temptation and ate the marshmallow as soon as the adult left. About 30% managed to ignore their urges and doubled their treats when the researcher came back 15 minutes later. Scientists, who were watching everything from behind a 2-way mirror, kept careful track of which kids had enough self-control to earn the 2nd marshmallow. Years later, they tracked down many of the study's participants. By now, they were in high school. The researchers asked about their grades and SAT scores, ability to maintain friendships, and their capacity to cope with important problems. They discovered that the 4-year-olds who could delay gratification the longest ended up with the best grades and with SAT scores 210 points higher on average than everyone else. They were more popular and did fewer drugs. If you knew how to avoid the temptation of a marshmallow as a preschooler, it seemed, you also knew how to get yourself to class on time and finish your homework once you got older, as well as how to make friends and resist peer pressure. It was as if the marshmallow-ignoring kids had self-regulatory skills that gave them an advantage throughout their lives. Scientists began conducting related experiments, trying to figure out how to help kids increase their self-regulatory skills. They learned that teaching them simple tricks, such as distracting themselves by drawing a picture, or imagining a frame around the marshmallow, so it seemed more like a photo and less like a real temptation, helped them learn self-control. By the 1980s, a theory emerged that became generally accepted. Willpower is a learnable skill, something that can be taught the same way kids learn to do math and say thank you. But funding for these inquiries was scarce. The topic of willpower wasn't in vogue. Many of the Stanford scientists moved on to other areas of research. However, when a group of psychology PhD candidates at Case Western, including one named Mark Moravin, discovered those studies in the mid-90s, they started asking questions the previous research didn't seem to answer. To Moravin, this model of willpower as skill wasn't a satisfying explanation. A skill, after all, is something that remains constant from day to day. If you have the skill to make an omelet on Wednesday, you still know how to make it on Friday. In Moravin's experience, though, it felt like he forgot how to exert willpower all the time. Some evenings he would come home from work and have no problem going for a jog. Other days he couldn't do anything besides lie on the couch and watch television. It was as if his brain, or at least that part of his brain responsible for making him exercise, had forgotten how to summon the willpower to push him out the door. Some days he ate healthily. Other days when he was tired, he raided the vending machines and stuffed himself with candy and chips. If willpower is a skill, Moravin wondered, then why doesn't it remain constant from day to day? He suspected there was more to willpower than the earlier experiments had revealed. But how do you test that in a laboratory?